Dire Adventures of Biggles.
Without the plane load of bombs, Biggles has been unable to stop the submarine from putting into the island, but he hopes that the kidnapping of Zorotov will prevent it from leaving again. While the sub remains, Hagen's papers remain, and there's still hope of regaining them. When Zorotov comes to, he is bound hand and foot, a prisoner in a cave on the highest peak of the island. He is so abusive that Jinns joins Biggles on the ledge outside. He is shocked to learn that 3 boatloads of men have already come ashore, and another is sweeping round the island to land on the opposite coast. Von Stahlhelm has wasted no time in organizing a search for them.
Any idea how many blokes there are, Biggles?
A couple of dozen at least, possibly more.
Caesar's ghost! It won't take them long to search an island this size.
It might take them all day, Ginge. And they won't easily see us up here. We are well hidden by the rocks on this ledge.
But hey, that boat, it's putting in by the reef. That's where Tom Hamans is waiting.
Not only that, it's where the kite will put down when it comes.
Oh, this is awful, because if they see Tom...
Perhaps they'll see him, he'll see them first. Keep calm, Ginge. There's nothing we can do about it.
I feel as if we're sitting on a volcano.
Only a pile of rocks. A friendly pile of rocks, too. This hill will give us good protection if we need it. We can command a good view from up here.
But what are we going to do, because... You're not suggesting we just sit here and wait.
Why not? We've stirred up the enemy camp by pinching Zorotov. Now we'll wait for events to guide us. Until something happens, we'll sit.
Suppose nothing does happen.
Something will, you can bet on that. I'm hoping they'll have no luck in their search and go back to the sub for a conference. If we're extremely lucky, that'll be the moment Algy decides to bring in the kite. Then we'll be in quite a strong position.
Yes, but will it happen that way?
Who knows, Ginge? In the meantime, I suggest we break up one of those bars of chocolate we brought ashore. They're in the haversack, aren't they?
Yes. Here you are.
Thanks. There's a third for you. A third for me.
Only a third?
We may be kidnappers, but we are not torturers, Ginge. I'll take the other third into Zorotov. He must be feeling quite hungry by now.
Well, be careful he doesn't bite your hand instead of the chocolate. He's capable of it this morning.
I'll be careful. You keep your eyes skinned out there. Morning, Zorotov.
So, at last you come to see me. I demanded of that young whelp...
Here's your breakfast.
Is that all the food you bring? I'm starving. A piece of chocolate is nothing.
Open up.
I refuse to submit to this treatment. I warn you, because what?
Open up.
I am warning you. I demand...
That was a good boy. You open your mouth beautifully when you say demand.
You will pay for this, you swine.
This ill treatment?
Yes, everything.
If you don't like the chocolate, why don't you spit it out?
It was better than nothing.
That's more like it. Zorotov, I haven't much to say to you, but remember this. Behave yourself and you are unlikely to be hurt.
I take orders from you now, do I?
While you're my prisoner, yes. If you don't behave, I can be most unpleasant. Now keep that in mind while you're sitting there scowling at yourself.
Now wait. Do not go.
Do you want something?
No, I'm curious, that is all. Eric tells me that you are an intelligent man. I can see no intelligence in this stupid kidnapping.
Can't you? I suppose you know your chauffeur's called for you.
My chauffeur?
In his submarine.
Oh, the submarine. You did not expect that, did you, you clever Englishman? You thought the documents were safely yours, while all the time I was in radio contact with the submarine.
From the yacht? Ah, so that's how you called her in here. Still, never mind. She won't take the papers away with her.
And how will you stop her?
That's why I kidnapped you. The commander of the sub is scarcely likely to leave the island while you're in my hands. So while you stay, the papers stay. Simple, isn't it? What's so funny?
You are my English fool. You are extremely funny.
Oh?
Yes. Always you English judge other people by yourselves. Why should the captain of a submarine wait for me?
Because I take it you're a more important official than he is back in your own country.
Of course I am, but is that of any importance?
I imagine so.
Do you think my government would for one moment consider me when it came to obtaining the documents they require?
No. No, I suppose your government wouldn't.
No, they are not fools like you English. What does it matter if one man lives or dies? It is the state that counts. And those papers are important to my state.
Yet von Stahlhelm and the crew of your submarine are searching for you.
Oh, they will search for a time. A few hours, perhaps. But there will be no great delay. Our mission is to return those papers to Europe, and it will be done. Whether you hold me prisoner or not.
I see. Thanks for the tip, Zolotov.
Wait.
Yes?
Do not walk away. I say all this so that you will release me. I have proved that I am no use to you.
Sorry, old man. You've proved quite the opposite. You've given me a wonderful idea. See you later.
Oh, swine! Do I talk for nothing? Now come back. I demand that you come back and listen to me.
Well, how did you get on in the cave? From the sound of the billowing, I thought the wild beast was eating you.
The wild beast was being quite honest for once in his life.
Good grief.
Only because it suited him. Any new developments below?
I've seen a bit of movement. They're scouring the island pretty thoroughly, but haven't come near the hill yet.
Any movement down near the bay, where the yacht and the sub are lying?
Nothing happening at all. I think everyone's come ashore.
Good. That's exactly what I want.
Eh?
If everyone's ashore, there's no one to stop us grabbing the box of papers, is there?
Are you cuckoo?
You can say I'm converted. No time to go right into it, Ginge, but I'm going to have a stab at it. This may be the last opportunity.
You mean we're going to leave Zolotov up here alone?
No, you'll stay with him.
But you'll need me to help you with the box. It's darn heavy, because...
Tom Haymans can do that. I'll scout round that way and pick him up.
You'll be caught, Biggles. You'll run into one of the search parties.
Don't you believe it. Back as soon as I can, Ginge. With the papers, I hope.
Tom, where are you?
Biggles, don't move. I'll come to you. And for Pete's sake, don't make any noise.
Oh, thank goodness you've come. I was beginning to wonder what had happened. No one turned up.
We'll talk as we go, Tom. Now just tell me this. Are the men from the sub in this belt of timber?
Well, I couldn't tell you that, but they came through it. I saw their boat pulling in, so I hid in the undergrowth. They all went past me, inland, I think.
Then our best bet is the coast. That'll be less crowded.
The coast? Where are we going?
Round to the bay to pinch back the papers. Come on.
There's no trees to hide us over this stretch, Biggles.
Plenty of rocks, though.
Look, how about skirting inland till we find some more forest? I'd feel safer than among these rocks. They aren't very big.
The nearest timber looks about a mile away. If we stoop, the rocks will give us cover.
I hope you're right.
Let's find out.
Hold it! Hat on your face!
What?
Down, quickly! All that here, and keep doubled up.
Good. The boats are still on the beach. They haven't come back yet.
Are you sure there'll be nobody out with the big fellas?
Might be. You'll have to handle them if there are.
Where do you think the box will be?
I'm afraid that'll be on the sub. They'd have transferred it first thing.
Blast! What's up now?
There's someone out there. An armed man on the deck of the sub.
Oh, then we're sunk. We can't very well shoot him in cold blood.
Wait a minute.
Tom?
He's sitting on a box.
You mean the papers?
I'm sure they are.
But they wouldn't be on the deck.
Why not? They were probably tossed there from the yacht as the blokes came ashore at dawn. And one man was left to guard them. One man.
But that's enough when he has a rifle.
If we could only get out there.
But how can we, Biggles? He's sure to shoot us as soon as we appear.
I wonder. I think there's a way past that bloke, Tom. It's risky, but by jingo, it's worth it.
Hey! Englishman! Come here! I want you a moment. Come here, I say!
What the blazes do you want now, Zolotov? This is about the 40th time you've called me in here.
Your leader said there will be no ill treatment. There is a stone under my back. I want you to move it.
Roll off the dash thing.
I want you to move me. This is ill treatment.
Oh, confound you. There. Now, where's the stone you were talking about?
Perhaps it was a piece of rock jutting up.
I think you're trying to be smart, Zolotov, pulling me into the cave so that I can't watch for your pearls. Well, this is the last time.
Caesar's ghost!
They come! Ha! Eric! The hill! Come up the hill!
Ginger leaps for the entrance to the cave at the sound of voices below. Can he hold off the enemy alone? How will Biggles rescue the box from the submarine? Be sure you're listening for the next thrilling chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.